You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. So happy to have you here. Today's topic is this, Mexico Mama and Merry Christmas Redefined. That's right, Mexico Mama and Merry Christmas Redefined. Now, at the time that this podcast is released, it is going to be Christmas Eve Day. So to all of you out there who are celebrating Christmas this season, Merry Christmas to you. For all of you that are celebrating the old year as we move into the next and prepare to make that entrance into the new year, I say happy, happy, and merry, merry. So today, this is what we're talking about. Because like I said, at the time that this podcast is released, it will be Christmas Eve Day. However, I am actually recording this a few days ahead of time because if you remember from my last trip when I went to New York City, I was recording these in the middle of the night until the early morning, trying to find a quiet place, trying to find a place where it wasn't noisy, and it was a little bit of a challenge. Let's just admit it. It was a lot bit of a challenge. So going into this vacation, I said, that's it. I'm going to record some podcasts before I go, and I likely will record some when I'm there as well. But the nice thing is I won't have to do it in the middle of the night. I may do it while I'm sitting by the beach, staring out over the ocean. I will have to share that with you, right? So whether I record it there or whether I tell you about it when I get home, I want you to know that this Christmas, this day today, Christmas Eve day, I am sitting on a beach. I know I'll be sitting on a beach, staring at the water, and really doing Christmas differently this year. This will be the first time that I've ever taken a vacation on the Christmas holiday. So my daughter and I decided to do this a few weeks ago. And we're like, you know what? Let's do something different this year. Let's go on a vacation. So we decided to do a mother-daughter vacation in Mexico. And I'm telling you, I am absolutely so excited about this because, like I said, I've never done it before. Now, I've traveled before many times and I've been to Mexico many, many times. In fact, my parents used to take us there when we were little. Growing up in Minnesota, it was the one place where we could escape the winter, cold and snow, and go have a week of warmth and sunshine during the middle of the winter. So I'm really excited about that, as well as all the memories of going there with my parents when I was younger. But what's really interesting, as we were entering into the holiday season, I said, you know, it's time to redefine how we're doing things. As you know, I've told you before, my parents were killed in a car accident almost 2 years ago. And so last Christmas was the first Christmas we had without them. And I say without them, they weren't there physically, of course. But of course, you know, we still feel their presence and the memories and the love that we have. But, you know, obviously it's not the same. It was really rough. For any of you that have lost a loved one every day after they pass, it's not easy, right? But I think especially at the holidays, because there's so much tradition around it and there's so much expectation. But you know, this year we said, hey, we're going to do something different this year. We're going to redefine how we're going to do this. And you know, that has really got me thinking about this whole idea of the meaning that we give things. Now, obviously, there's a very specific meaning about Christmas. You know, it's the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, beautiful, precious, and thank God for that. You know, I being a Christian, I've celebrated Christmas from the time I was born. But you know, it's interesting how families will create certain traditions around certain holidays, and they'll put a lot of other meaning on these particular days. And of course, you get the retail market involved, and all of a sudden, Christmas becomes a whole lot of other things. And then you get all the other holidays from all the other religious beliefs and traditions. So this time of year, whatever you're celebrating, it is a time of holiday and celebration. But maybe for you, it doesn't feel like it's a celebration. Maybe for you, it's like, you know what? This is a rough time of year for me. I get it. I understand. So my question to you today is, would you be willing to take a look at your life as a whole and then bring it back into today, whatever today represents for you, and to ask yourself, how would you like to define how you celebrate? How would you like to define how you celebrate your holidays? How would you like to define how you celebrate your days? How would you like to define how you celebrate you? How would you like to define your life, my dear? It is time for some redefinition. No kidding. Like, I am on to that. I am so committed to this now and into the new year, this whole idea of redefining. You know, if you've been listening for a while, I'm big into words. I'm big into the meanings we give them, and I love creating words. I love creating acronyms. I'm not going to give you an acronym today, but I am going to pose this one particular question. How would you like to redefine how you're living your life? In whatever area, whether it's in how you're celebrating, whether it's in how you're spending your time, whether it's in how you're eating, whether it's in how you're exercising, whether it's in who you're choosing to do life with, whether it's in your work, your life's work, whatever it is for you, where do you feel right now like, oh my goodness, I would love to give that area of my life a redefinition? Maybe for you today, you've been calling yourself single. Maybe you've been calling yourself widow or a widower, or maybe you've been calling yourself divorced. Maybe you've been calling yourself broken. Maybe you've been calling yourself lonely. Whatever it is, whatever meaning you've been putting on yourself in your days, you get to decide today what you're going to call yourself. Isn't that amazing? You get to decide, my dear, what are you going to call yourself and what are you going to call your life? Did you know that you can live a life redefined starting right now? You don't have to live by past meanings. You don't have to live by past definitions. You don't have to live the way everyone else says, this is what this means, and this is the definition we're going to give that. You get to choose. You know, you've heard me say before that if you can't interpret it at least two different ways, it's probably not true. So what interpretation would you give to your life if you looked at it from another perspective? Is there another way to look at your circumstances today, to call it what you would like, to call it what you would love, to call it something new? As we're preparing to enter into a new year, maybe it's time to look at your year redefined. Maybe it's time to look at merry redefined. Maybe it's time to look at happy redefined. What are you willing to do today to redefine your life? I know this is big. And again, sitting here at the time you're listening to this, I will be, God willing, sitting on the beach. Merry Christmas redefined. The true meaning of the season, the reason for the season is the same, but the way I'm choosing to celebrate it today is redefined. And you know, it is possible. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. What would you like to redefine in your life? Write it down and write the new definition. Commit to it today and watch what happens in your life. For those of you that are celebrating Christmas Eve today, again, Merry Christmas, Merry Merry, Happy Happy, and to all of you as we're preparing to enter into the new year, let's enter into the new year redefined. Thank you so much for being here. I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.